Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, an extremely high-volume realtor shocks the community upon his arrest on bestiality and child porn charges. In Mississippi, a man has been arrested after the body of his ex-girlfriend is discovered in a cemetery, and a Louisiana school teacher is charged with attempting to sleep with her students. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, July 9th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
And so, look, July 4th holiday is over.
Yes, it is.
How was yours?
It was cool. Just chilled out, cooked a brisket, didn't do too much.
Yeah. Well, today, on the way into work, what I was looking at was the cars that were passing and how many of them had guns in them. You know, our law changed July 4th, and now anybody can conceal a firearm.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a good thing.
I do, too. Yeah,
don't go around threatening people because they might.
That's right. Don't start nothing. There won't be nothing.
Back with you. So, hey, I talked about this briefly on the WOW on Friday's episode. You've met them, Ron and Kathy Loader from California.
Not only have I met them, I drank their wine.
That's right. They have a good wine, right? And so I met them through Shane McLaur Whitetail Adventures out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And they came in. They're big, huge lifers, and they help us with the LOPA stuff on the shows and all that. And just wonderful people. Well, Ron, the dad, had come in on that hog hunt where I caught the brucellosis.
Yep.
And he was the only one not from Wisconsin or Louisiana that was there. But his son, his name is Ryan, and he's a beast, dude.
He's
a big, good-looking kid, is in the Ultimate Fighter
house
this season.
So love
tonight,
that show.
Tonight is his first fight in the house. So the whole episode is about him and the training and for the fight. So y'all go watch it. It's on ESPN Plus tonight. The Ultimate Fighter, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Loader. You can't miss this kid, L-O-D-E-R.
I've heard that name.
I got to talk to him. So cool, so polite, so down to earth. And
can choke you unconscious in 2 seconds.
Listen, you don't mess with this dude. And then, look, Ron, probably 10 years older than me, maybe, and he's got guns bigger than my legs, right? But and I told him, I said, yeah, Ryan, I'm so damn glad they didn't have that when I was coming up because I'd have been doing it. My mama, Kathy, wouldn't even let me watch the show when I was coming up, but he was a wrestler in high school, and that's how he morphed into it. So we wish you the best of luck, Ryan. Can't wait to see it. Y'all go check it out tonight on ESPN Plus. We're going to be posting some pictures of him on social media. They would have been posted by now. We're going to post. We're recording on Monday, so we're posting on Monday.
Yep.
And can't wait to watch the fight. But with that, let's get down to some true crime time for Tuesday.
Well, and the first story I have to report, I wish I didn't have to report because I actually knew this guy. A lot of people listening probably knew this guy. He's a high-volume realtor in the Baton Rouge area.
When you say high-volume, mean he sells a lot of shit.
Sells a ton.
Yeah.
Sells a ton, and this guy actually has a team. He has his own team that it's called the Devin Trish team, and they sell a lot of houses. But
so it's kind of like the Covington Associates, who are our friends at
They have some teams, Kayla and crew. Right. And,
well,
and
my son actually sells for Covington also.
Yes. Yep, sure does. So Covington's a great.
Yeah.
Lawson Covington, shout out. Good dude.
Right.
Really good dude. A 38-year-old man and local realtor has bonded out after being arrested on 100 counts of pornography involving juveniles and sexual abuse of animals. Mm. Devin Michael Trish of Baton Rouge was arrested on Tuesday, July 2nd by East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's deputies after a months-long investigation. His bond was set at $130,000 and he has posted bail. On April 30th of 2024, the Sheriff's Office in East Baton Rouge Parish received two cyber tips involving sexual abuse material featuring children under the age of 13. Oh, disgusting. Detectives reviewed the files and confirmed the presence of child sexual abuse material. Their investigation revealed that one file was uploaded on March 29th of 2024 and another on April 18th of 2024. So they were on that quick. Yeah. Officials then obtained a warrant to search the IP address linked to these files, and it was traced back to Devin Trish. Mm-hmm. On June 25th of 2024, East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office deputies searched in Trish's home, and they executed a warrant. Inside that home, Trish admitted to downloading sexual abuse material related to children on his laptop and on several occasions, including as recently as July 1st, the day before he was arrested. So he had no idea they were on his trail.
They were gonna stop.
During the investigation, deputies found two videos of bestiality and 50 files of child sexual abuse. He was not in these files. He viewed the files, the official said. I mean, I guess it's glad he's not in them, but it didn't make it any better in my thought process. Nah. Trish is charged with 100 counts of pornography involving juveniles, as I said, and two counts of sexual abuse of an animal. Per the charge of pornography involving juveniles, viewing files or being in the possession of them falls under the statute. The same goes for the sexual abuse of an animal charge. Trish was not in any of the files, they say again, and he worked as a realtor. And get this, this is the most scary part to me. He's also the CEO of a nonprofit called Paths Pals, which is an organization for animals.
Mm.
And you are viewing bestiality photos.
Well,
this guy, let me say this before you get into it, Woody. This guy, it goes to prove everything you've always said. You can't look at somebody and tell who they are as a person, because this guy right here, you would never think would do something like that.
I think anybody that I meet is possible of shittiness because, you know, over the years of doing it. But let me tell you about that. Let's talk about, you said he wasn't in it in any of the videos.
Correct.
That'd make dick. For him to get all those, generally, for them to get that kind of pornography, they have to trade pornography. So I'd be very surprised if it doesn't mean he's in it.
Yeah.
That he can get it from other sources, buy it or whatever. But generally, the chumos will make you send them something for them to send you their secret files.
Yeah.
And now what they'll be doing is going through each one of the files, that 100 something that he has, and trying to identify any of these kids, which is important. It could be anywhere in the world or the United States. They'll try to identify these kids, using IP addresses, et cetera, to make sure the kids are safe.
Right.
Obviously, they're not. Child porn means you're raping babies.
That is so disgusting.
Man. It is disgusting. We've dealt with it many times. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about when you talk about the bestiality. I've worked with a lot of the ones where I can say probably 30% on the child porn case like that. When you get into all their shit, they have some type of bestiality.
Jeez.
I think it's just the dirtiness in the mind, whatever gets them off, right? The shit you're not supposed to have.
Well, like you say, the everything starts at one point. Maybe that child porn doesn't become enough.
Right.
Kind of like a Peeping Tom.
You
look at it and then you live it out, and then that fantasy's not enough. So you rape somebody, and then you're killing somebody.
Meanwhile, it goes to this psychological mindset. This dude's got a very successful business. Everybody loves him, and every, so he's playing everybody he meets. He's thinking, I'm smarter than y'all. I'm smarter than y'all. Well, I've been involved in some of his cases on the prosecution side and also the defense side, and he's fucked. For everything, the minimum they used to take, if I send you a child porn pic, one, and I get a charge, the minimum they would take as a plea bargain, I would get 2 years in this jurisdiction that I sent it from, and wherever you received it at, now you could get in charge of it, which you would.
Yeah.
But wherever you received it at, I get another 2 years in that jurisdiction.
Wow. And he's got 100 of those.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And some you know, animal shit too. Well, I don't know, but let me tell you about another one. I don't know how we missed this. It's going back for a minute, but this was sent by Angela Lorraine, a lifer. And you remember Chris Hansen?
Yep.
Some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. Okay, y'all, Chris Hansen used to be on Dateline. I loved the segments where he did the stings, and they would set up the
to catch a predator.
To catch a predator. So they get these adults, some of them driving in from fucking six states away to have sex with these kids, and they get to the house, and then like ring the doorbell, and he said, and the little girl says, "Come on in, I'm just in the back, I'm gonna be changing." And they walk in the kitchen, like one dude walked in, he just stripped butt down. He brought a pizza, some cocaine, and some condoms.
Oh my
and
god.
Chris walks out and says, "Can you tell me what you're doing here?" And they're like, and then my favorite is, "Oh, I was coming to tell their parents they were being bad."
Yeah.
But anyway, until they realize he's not a fucking cop, and they always haul ass, and the cops get him outside. But this is another Chris Hansen deal, and now he has another show. And I actually talked to Chris Hansen and his people at one point about doing something with Real Life for Crime. A very nice guy. But come back to Louisiana. So a Louisiana teacher sexted her students,
oh my God,
bought them booze at local dives and had sex with at least one of them.
Mm.
All right. And this goes back to March. In March, police launched an investigation over complaints that 35-year-old Alexa Wingarder was having inappropriate relationships with and sending inappropriate photographs and messages to her male students at Slidell High School, which is right down the road from us, about an hour and a half. After Slidell Police Department conducted multiple interviews and executed search warrants, Wingarder was charged with prohibited sexual conduct between an educator and student, probably because the kid was 18, as well as unlawful purchase of an alcoholic beverages on behalf of a person under 21. Now, investigators found sufficient evidence to support that Wingarder was involved in inappropriate and sexual relationship with at least one 18-year-old male student as she acted in the capacity of the student's educator. This is what Slidell Police said. The department said their investigation is still ongoing and any additional victims were asked to come forward. Evidence also found that Wingarder was purchasing alcohol for her students at local bars in Slidell. And when, you know, naturally they locked her ass up. The St. Timothy Parish School District confirmed that she's no longer employed there. And they give you usual message about, you know, the safety and well-being of her students is our top priority, blah, blah, blah. Any allegations of inappropriate conduct taken very seriously, blah, blah, blah. What the fuck?
Yeah. And crazily enough about that story, they've now found another teacher, I want to say at that same school, that was involved.
I saw one recently, and I was thinking, yeah, when Angela sent me that, and I was like, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Look, this is happening. These freaking teachers these days, man. Yeah. And there's, trust me, there's some good ones out there. They're like, fuck you, Jim. Yeah. And I get that. Yeah. And I'm not saying, of course, like Woody says, good and bad in every profession. But I don't know if it's the advent, everything is so popular with social media now that we're just hearing more about it.
Well, we did.
And it's always happened, or
what? We did one like last week or the week before where the teacher was doing the same shit. Oh, she was putting the kid in the front of her classroom, the other kid's thinking he's in trouble, and she's rubbing on his ass and shit in the middle of class and doing all kinds of stuff and being just. But, you know, well, like I said, good and bad in every profession. We're not throwing shade on teachers. We're throwing shade on shitty teachers.
On bad teachers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned that July 4th was, just this past weekend Thursday, actually.
Right.
And, of course, with every Fourth of July holiday. You have some really bad things happen. So I'm going to tell you about a couple of those just quickly. A man in Charleston, South Carolina, died after a firework exploded on his head during a 4th of July block party. Charleston area deputies were called to a neighborhood at about 10:30 p.m. on 4th of July, and they found a man lying in the road. He died at the scene. The coroner's office identified the man as 41-year-old Alan Ray McGrew. McGrew is from Somerville, which is roughly a 25-mile drive northwest of Charleston. McGrew was attending a block party on his street when he ignited a large firework device and put the lit firework on his head, possibly to show off, according to the coroner and the details that the man's wife shared with deputies. She was trying to tell Alan not to do that when the firework went off and she observed Alan collapse, deputy said. The explosion left McGrew with massive head injuries, according to the coroner. The man's death, which the sheriff's office is obviously calling an accident, remains under investigation. And I'm assuming this is a total assumption, but it seems like it would take a pretty big firework to do this. It was probably one of those.
This tube thing.
Yeah. And what people don't realize is sometimes with those particular fireworks, it's almost when they're lit and they go off, they push back first and then go off. Right. But it wasn't the only issue that happened. In Pennsylvania, a man died after fireworks exploded in his garage. Man. That Pennsylvania man did pass away on the scene. It occurred at a home in Union City. Michael Cross, 55, was working in his garage when the explosion happened. Neighbors helped pull Cross away from the fire. Cross was taken to the hospital where he was found dead, and the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives are investigating the incident. So couple of deaths
and
strictly related to fireworks.
Sure, there's a lot more and probably 1,000 injuries, right?
Yeah.
We used to have the Bottle Rocket Wars. And
I blew my hand off one time.
I was there when my best friend lost his eye. A bottle rocket took off out of one of my buddy's hands, hit him in the eye, and he took off running. I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
And he came back, and I was going to have to take him to the hospital and call his parents. Wasn't a good day.
Look, I'll tell you this. When I was younger, my parents used to buy the cheaper fireworks, and they had these one that you would light it. And, man, I'm telling you, you'd light it, and it'd blow up in 1 millisecond. Yeah, yeah. And you'd try to throw them.
Yeah.
And they were like the off-brand Black Cats.
Right.
So I would freaking blow my finger off every time I lit one. Yeah. And here I am like a moron still trying to light them on my...
PVC, before they made them illegal, you get the whistling bottle rockets. And we used to take PVC pipes whistling and cover the end. And we had bottle rocket wars. You put it and drop it.
Yeah, you get a bazooka.
Hey, y'all. You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with the subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? Well, IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to become curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. Look, we homeschool our son. No doubt about it. He's more of a visual learner, and we use IXL, and Cindy teaches him, and there are so many different benefits to the program. It adapts to exactly what he needs in different areas. So IXL is the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving. Everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead like our son, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. Kids love IXL's positive feedback awards and educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. And don't forget, Real Life Real Crime listeners get 20% off. Y'all, we really do use this product, and it's been a godsend.
Hey, y'all, changing my wardrobe from summer to fall? Hey, it's never easy. Luckily, Quince offers timeless and high-quality items I adore, ensuring my wardrobe stays fresh and I don't blow my budget. And there's nothing easier than going to Quince and choosing these high-quality items, like cashmere sweaters from $50, pants for every occasion, washable silk tops, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I love that. Look, I got the stainless steel Link Apple Watch band for $59.90, and it's heavy duty, it's awesome, and it's like $100 less than I could find anywhere else. And I also got a 100% organic cotton fisherman quarter zip-up sweater. The color is alabaster. Man, I can't wait to wear that dude out this fall. And Cindy got the Mongolian cashmere boat neck sweater and heather gray. And I'm telling you, these are classic pieces at a fraction of the price. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/RLRC. You'll thank me later.
Some good times. But y'all, you know what? Man, I just watched the NASCAR race on Sunday from Chicago, the street race. Now, that was only the second year to do it. And y'all have heard me say so many times how much I love Chicago. You've also heard me say how I'm not going back until they get their shit straight. And you've heard me talk about 4th of July shootings in Chicago and mass shootings in Chicago. So, well, you know what? It wouldn't be the week after the 4th if I didn't tell you what happened in the Chi-Town again. 19 were killed.
Oh, my God.
86 wounded in shootings during an extended 4th of July weekend in Chicago.
That's crazy.
And it happens everywhere. And
that's over 100 people.
Yeah, and it happens everywhere. And last year, I just talked about in another episode of how many shootings, mass shootings there were and stuff during in the United States. But check this out. You thought last year in Chicago was bad? This one, more than 100 people were shot, including 19 who were killed during shooting attacks in Chicago over the extended 4th of July weekend. By the end of Friday, the tally of shootings, 6 people were shot Thursday and 62 shot Friday.
Yeah.
12 killed over both days. Surpassed numbers for last year's entire holiday weekend. Last year, 11 people were killed and 62 were wounded over the holiday weekend, which stretched 4 days from July 1 through July the 4th. Now, this year's holiday violence includes 4 mass shootings. In all, 24 people were shot, 4 fatally in the mass attacks. And that's, they classify that as shooting of 2 or more people, right?
Yep.
Police Superintendent Larry Snelling will join Mayor Brandon Johnson at 9 a.m. to address the shootings during a meeting at the Public Safety Headquarters. Well, they're going to be like, here we go again. You know, we did all this new shit to try to stop it, and it got worse. But they said, we are devastated by the recent violence that has left our city in a state of grief, and we extend our heartfelt condolences to the families and communities, blah, blah, blah. Let's go on to the fatal attacks. About 11:50 p.m. Sunday, two teens, 18 and 16, were arguing with someone in the 700 block of East 89th Place when the person opened fire, striking them both. The 18-year-old was shot twice in the chest, and he was taken to the University of Chicago where he died. The teen boy was shot in the left and right thigh, and he was taken to the same hospital. Then just before 11:30 p.m. on Sunday, officers responded to a well-being check and found Melvin Hill, 36, on the kitchen floor, bleeding and unresponsive. Police and the medical examiner's office said he suffered a gunshot wound to the head and was dead at the scene. Now, at 11:55 p.m. on Saturday, a 25-year-old motorist was found unresponsive with multiple gunshot wounds to his torso after he struck the viaduct. He was dead at the scene. 11:15 p.m., so this is like 20 minutes before. Saturday, a man and a woman, 26 to 25 years old, were walking on the sidewalk when a white SUV approached and someone inside opened fire. The man was shot multiple times in the body and taken to Northwest Memorial, where he died. And the woman was shot in the left leg and was taken to the same hospital. She's in good condition. Now, back it up about another 30 minutes. About 10:35 p.m. Saturday, a 47-year-old was driving on South State Street when he was struck in the left armpit area by gunfire. The man then struck three vehicles before coming to a complete stop, and he was taken to a hospital where he died. And Saturday night, a man died after exchanging gunfire with two people along the train tracks in South Shore. He suffered multiple gunshot wounds and was pronounced dead. At about 2:10, I know this goes on, y'all, but I gotta do it. I do it every year. About 2:10 on Friday, officers responded to a call. A person shot, found Demetrius Dorn, 43, with multiple gunshot wounds, and he was pronounced dead. And going on, a man and a woman were found shot about 7 a.m. Friday, and police said they were dead. A 30-year-old man identified as Leontre Taylor by the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office was shot and killed in the area they called Austin on Friday, police said. Kenner Richardson was killed, and six others were wounded around 1 a.m. Friday. And when two people exchanged gunfire and fled, Richardson, 40, was shot in the buttocks and took himself to a hospital where he died. So getting shot in the ass is not always good. The other victims, three men, two women, and a 15-year-old boy, did not suffer life-threatening injuries. Moving on. Two women, 59 and 29, were shot about 11:50 p.m. Thursday, and the older woman was shot in her hip and head and taken to Stroger Hospital, where she was dead. The younger woman was shot in the torso and also taken to Stroger, but she lived. About the same time, a 35-year-old man was arguing with someone when the person shot him multiple times. The 35-year-old was pronounced dead. Around 11 p.m. Thursday, a 30-year-old man was standing in the street with a crowd in South Kerfoot Avenue when he was shot in his torso. He was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Now, moving on. A man was found shot to death about 2:10 p.m. Thursday in Roseland. All right. The officers responded to a shot spotter alert. I guess that's that camera system you're talking about, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Found the man, 24, unresponsive. He had been shot in the chest and flank, was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Now, an 8-year-old boy and two women were killed, and two young boys were critically injured in a shooting around 6:15 a.m. Thursday. Multiple people fired into a home in South Woodland Avenue. It's crazy. Around 1 a.m. Thursday, and I guess that's as early as the 4th of July could start, Deion Butler, 34, was shot in the neck in Englewood, according to police, and he was taken to hospital where he was pronounced dead. Bro, this is in non-fatal shootings. I could read you pages, hundreds of them. And well, what the fuck?
And here's the question, and that's horrible. And what did the police do with that?
Right.
I mean,
right.
How do you even have
enough homicides. So you got corners. 60 something. What is it? 60 something dead? I mean, the 19 dead and a whole bunch of them about to be dead, still on life support and shit.
I'll tell you what, Kristen and Roy, they fill up.
That's right. The
Paris
the,
forensics. And the,
not, good they fill up Paris forensics and doing the autopsies and the Louisiana Funeral Services. They give the best services, but I'm sure they don't want any part of that. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's shocking.
Yeah,
I think that contributes every
fucking year, bro.
You're almost desensitized to it as a police officer.
It was 3 years ago when I took Cindy and WL. The year before that, I was there for a polygraph conference, and it was right before Memorial Day weekend, and they shot 27 fucking people.
It's crazy.
Like one day, and I'm like, war zones don't get that many people shot. So I love my Chi-Town. My dad's people were from there. Holy smoke. What a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Except for when the bullets fly.
That's right. Well, we're going to bring you to a story out of Mississippi. And I'm going to tell you what, if you and most of the people listening to this, I'm sure, have a TikTok or some pretty active social media, you have heard about this case. And it is absolutely awful. A Mississippi man has been arrested after he fled a cemetery where police found the body of his 22-year-old ex-girlfriend wrapped in a sheet inside a car. Just absolutely beautiful girl by the name of Lauren Johansson's body was found mutilated, Woody, and wrapped in a sheet in Gulfport, Mississippi cemetery when law enforcement officials were responding to a welfare check. Bryson Rivers, and this is where it gets crazy, y'all. Bryson Rivers, who is 23, was Johansson's ex-boyfriend. He evaded authorities for hours until his capture after a manhunt last Wednesday. He was booked into the Harrison County Jail on a murder charge. A few days prior to her death, Rivers had been released from a Nashville, Tennessee jail where he was being held on assault charges. In December, he was charged with aggravated kidnapping and interfering with an emergency call in connection with a separate incident, that from the Nashville Police Department. It's unclear if he entered a plea deal in connection with those charges. At the time of the kidnapping charge, Rivers was on vacation with his girlfriend in Nashville when she called her family screaming, afraid that her boyfriend may kill her. During the attack, Rivers beat her to a point that she almost lost consciousness. Her family notified Nashville police, and once law enforcement arrived at the scene, they could hear the victim banging on the vehicle as she tried to escape the attack. The victim was able to get out of the car upon the officer's arrival, and the victim is identified as Johansson. Rivers was arrested on that charge and held on a $251,000 bond. But months later, his bond was reduced to $150,000. Mm-hmm. I sat in the courtroom in Nashville and told the judge that if they let him out, he was going to kill her. That was from Lauren Johansson's father, Lance Johansson. Yep. He had assaulted her. This was probably the fifth or sixth time where they would get in a fight and he would beat her, Lance said. We would get her away from him for a while, but he would always find a way to weasel back in. He's now being held on $1 million bond, but let me tell you,
tough shit.
I couldn't imagine. And I guess I respect her father's ability to restrain himself the first time he beat her.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my daughter.
But horrible. Just awful end to this. And this guy was telling everybody that would listen, if you let him out of jail, he's going to kill my daughter.
Yep. And I saw that. The dad, you know, basically pleading with the judge.
Yes.
Don't let him out. I'm telling you.
He's going to kill my daughter. And he did it.
And he did it.
And it infuriates me. To no end, why reduce that asshole's bond?
Yeah,
it drives me nuts.
And I hope the whatever defense attorney that got that bond reduction hearing is ashamed of himself. But you don't, you know, there's no words for it. The dad called it, and he called it correctly. And I've seen it happen before. One dude got out and killed his whole fucking family. And that judge said, I will never reduce anybody's bond again. But they do it. Prisons are overcrowded, and they sit for so long. And like, Your Honor, look, he's been here. He can't make the $500,000 bond. If you drop it to $150,000, we make it, and then we'll put him on a house, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, we'll put a bracelet on
it. See how it worked, right? Well, hearts go out to that family.
Absolutely.
So let me take you to a place and a story about another shithead. A 29-year-old former Arcola Police Department officer was sentenced to a total of 20 years in federal prison for obstruction of justice and violation of civil rights. And this is according to the U.S. Attorney Amadar Hamdani. And this was announced on Monday, y'all. And his prison sentence will be immediately followed by 5 years of supervised release. Well, I don't think he should ever get released. I'm tell you why, Jim Chapman. So this guy's name was Ruiz. And it said Ruiz was not only a predator, but a predator with a badge. And during a traffic stop, he raped a young woman he was sworn to serve and protect, violently breaking a fundamental promise law enforcement makes with any community. Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office is relentless in its pursuit to bring to justice officers who betray their uniform and oaths, committing heinous acts against members of our community. That's what they said. Today's sentence is a fruit of that pursuit. Now, on November 16, 2019, Ruiz was on duty and pulled over a 23-year-old woman to conduct a traffic stop in the middle of the night. He told her to convince him not to take her to jail, then took her driver's license and ordered her to follow him. When she tried to drive off, Ruiz pulled her over again and repeated his command. Mm. He eventually drove her to a neighborhood, which was under construction at the time. He forced her to drink alcohol and coerced her to have sex with him. The woman came forward the same day and identified Ruiz as a rapist. The investigation revealed Ruiz had disabled his body microphone in the active recording system in his police cruiser, and authorities also found a text message the victim sent to a friend while Ruiz was making her follow him. In it, she said she thought she was going to die. Forensics analysts further confirmed Ruiz was a rapist, and they would have done that according to DA and DNA. Y'all, after they get raped, they send them to the hospital for a SANE kit, which is a sexual assault nurse examiner kit, where they collect all any type of evidence, right? Hey, y'all. One thing I've learned in 16 years of being with my wife is that PMS and menopause are a very real deal. Thank goodness for Hormone Harmony. Hey, do you experience cravings or bloating? Do you feel a little bit down or off? You struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience bad sleep quality? Well, now it's easier to manage PMS and menopause with Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony supports hormonal balance and regulation. It relieves symptoms of menopause, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, promotes healthy weight loss, and curbs carb cravings. It improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas, and it relieves hot flashes, and it relieves mood swings. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through premenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, and Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods.
poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, and occasional bloating and gas, or no desire to be intimate with someone, if you know what I mean. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit, my wife says, is feeling like herself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use the code RLRC for 15% off today. Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Mochi. Mochi is a telehealth platform that connects patients seeking medication-based weight loss treatment with board-certified doctors and dietitians to help them determine the best treatment options to accomplish that goal. Mochi's program is completely virtual, meaning you can access their services anywhere in the United States and you will be meeting with their team online. You deserve doctors that listen. Mochi is dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care that prioritizes overall well-being with the goal of transforming how weight management is approached. Mochi Health takes a holistic approach to weight loss that includes visit with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultations, and medications delivered to your door. Science-backed medications including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compound versions, affordable and accessible, regardless of insurance coverage. With Mochi, their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle. Reach your weight loss goals with science-backed, FDA-approved GLP-1 medications and support from real doctors and guidance from registered dietitians and help with making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. Y'all have seen this. My wife has done it. My brother-in-law has done it. One of my best friends is doing it. And it really is an amazing process that works. So get started at joinmochi.com and use code RLRC to receive $40 off. That's joinmochi.com and use code RLRC to receive $40 off and let Mochi help change your life.
Anyway, well, this asshole, he is going to federal prison. And
do they, is there, when you turn off your body cam and all that stuff, if there's no report of it, is there any,
no reason why to go back and look at it. See, okay. That's a good question because I remember when we first got and we had dash cams first. They didn't have body cams. And I remember when they put them in, they were VHS tapes in them and they were in a lockbox in your trunk. Yeah, they were in a lockbox. It was a mounted lockbox in your trunk. Now, if you turn on your lights on your unit, it automatically started recording. If you hit your microphone on your belt, it was like a pager size thing.
Yeah,
you hit that, you could be outside of your unit, come into contact with some asshole, you could hit that, and it would automatically start recording, and they wouldn't know it.
Gotcha.
The other one would be you record inside your car. Like I put two suspects I'd have in the back seat of the car.
Yeah,
they were shitheads together, and were denying everything. I put them in the back seat of the car and leave them in there for 30 fucking minutes. They're like, tell us, motherfucker. Don't tell them we hid such stuff. We put the gun under the couch, and I'd go back get them out, and I'd play it back, right?
Yeah.
And you could play it back on the screen, but you couldn't erase it. Now, only the supervisor had the key to get in, and the only reason they ever went in is if somebody came in and but, when they got – we jokingly, but not like this. We jokingly said, when you got cameras in the car – cut the arrest rate and shit in half. Well, that was a joke, but obviously they're needed, and they should have some kind of system. If you turn off your body camera, that alerts your supervisor.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Different times.
Got a little Mile High Crime today. Yeah. Mile High Crime, and we're going to talk about American Airlines. And look, I have had to take a piss a lot in my life. As a matter of fact, I'm known as one, the guy on the truck that makes you pull over every state. Because I'm like, I got to piss. Yeah. Don't go to spring break with me. You're stopping nine times on the way to Fort Walton. We're going to talk a somewhat similar situation here. An American Airlines flight was diverted this week after authorities said a 25-year-old man exposed himself and urinated in the airplane's aisle mid-flight. Now, that I've never done. I ain't had to piss that bad. Right? The Oregon man was arrested.
Sure you're going to fucking jail.
The Oregon man was arrested and charged with indecent exposure following the incident. American Airlines Flight 3921, which was actually an Envoy Air vessel, was traveling from Chicago to Manchester, New Hampshire. This was on July 3rd. Crew members on board the aircraft told authorities that the man exposed himself and urinated in the aisle of the plane. Well, if he had to urinate, he kind of had no choice but to expose himself unless he peed in his pants, right? Forcing the flight to divert from its original destination and land at the Buffalo International Airport. Now, that's where it would piss me off as a general person. Not only are you pissing right there in the aisle, but now we've all got to go to a different airport because you couldn't hold it. Right. You know what I mean?
Now everybody's got hold.
Right. So local law enforcement was called to the gate. They took the man into custody, and the flight redeported shortly after. The man appeared in court on Wednesday, was released on his own recognizance, and the charge faces a maximum penalty of 6 months in jail and a $5,000 fine. Now, the Wednesday incident is just the latest in a growing list of unruly passenger incidents on commercial flights. Just in December, a passenger aboard an Air New Zealand flight was fined after urinating into a cup during a deplaning delay.
Nice.
In 2023, a 21-year-old student was barred from American Airlines for life after, get this, urinating on another passenger.
Barred.
That's right. The good old golden shower. That's Woody Everton.
There you go.
Yep. So there you go. The moral of that story is use the restroom on the flight. Don't go in the aisle. That's your Mile High Crime for today.
And you know what? Since you did a Mile High, I got the world's shortest kinky crime.
All right. Well, we got to get a little music for that then. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Been a minute.
Kinky crimes for teasing. Y'all, this is really in the crime other than this guy is getting a traffic ticket. But, you know, you're driving down the interstate. I've driven through Oklahoma City and all over the country and everything. I've seen a few semi-trucks flipped in my day, right?
Yeah.
Apples, one of them had beer. And, yeah, I probably – you know, grabbed a couple of beers when I was driving through the thing. Let's go to Oklahoma City. I'm sorry, to Oklahoma. And again, this is Leah's good digging. In Oklahoma City, so Interstate I-40, right? Runs right through it. And, you know, you're busy and shit. And I wish I could post this video. There's an 18-wheeler driving, and for whatever reason, he lost control. And when he lost control, he flipped his shit.
Mm-hmm.
When he flipped his shit, there's about 500 boxes of shit that hit the interstate.
Yep.
And it all busted open.
What was it?
Well, let me tell you what it was.
Okay. James Chapman. All
right. The dildos and lubricant.
I didn't expect that.
Dildos and lubricant were seen scattered across an Oklahoma interstate after a semi-truck flipped over and lost its load. Ooh. On Wednesday.
Pardon the pun.
Right, in September. This is, y'all, I wish we could post this footage. From KWTV's News 9 shows the scene as the wrecked truck and apparent sex toys blocked the on-ramp to the I-4, right? There's so many of them. I-40 by Mustang Road in Oklahoma City. Broadcasters, this is the funny part. So they're flying over in helicopters and shit and getting these vans on it. Broadcasters can be heard awkwardly trying to figure out what the boxes contain during their live report and another crash, with the feed zooming in on the packages. But I'll just save you all the trouble of it. And you can obviously see when you zoom in on it that it's sex toys.
Yeah.
It's not like they haven't been hidden in boxes. If it's a dildo, it's got a dildo in a box.
And all. Oh, my
just
God.
Cases and cases, thousands.
That's awesome.
Yeah, anyway.
Awesome.
There's just a short
That's pretty kinky.
Kinky crime.
You know, some almost pissed that that thing wrecked. Well, you know, they were waiting on that. Shit
whatever. It looks like some innocent evidence.
Yeah, my pocket rocket ain't coming in on time.
You hear in the helicopter going, it appears to be.
Oh, that's bad. Yes.
Anyway, that might have held him up for a minute.
It might have. Well, we have come to the end of another
another good
awesome
one.
Show.
Y'all don't forget, go watch the Ryan Loader. It's on ESPN Plus. It's the UFC fight. It's the Ultimate Fighter.
Ultimate Fighter.
They get him. This is the 20th year they've done it.
Yeah, you know, I watched the very first one,
and this was kind of weird about it. So they. Only 15 of the champions who ever win the big. So what they do, y'all? They put like the season. There's 8 fighters in the house. There's more international fighters than they've ever had. There's only a couple Americans, and they have 2 famous coaches who are prior champions, right?
Yeah.
And they break them up into teams, and then they get to pick who wants to fight who, and they work out every day, whatever fight. And then they have the interpersonal communication in the house, which Ryan is going through, and. Anyway, so at the you fight, you're eliminated, and it gets down to the 2 top fighters, and then they take that and they go to Vegas and they do a UFC. The winner gets X amount of dollars and a UFC contract.
Yeah,
and Ryan is such a good kid. I can't say kid; he's not a kid anymore. He's a grown ass man, but he's raised by 2 great people and Shane and Tracy McLaur. Introduced us many years ago, and we've been running together. I'm talking about Ryan's parents, best lifers, biggest supporter of LOPA, and everything else. So I didn't just give him a shout out, and I got to talk to him, and he's just a really, really cool cat, and can't wait to see what he does.
Well, and speaking of that, and I'll end it with this, but this is just funny. I've always thought this was a funny quote. Dana White in Ultimate Fighter 1, he was trying to explain the rules, and they showed the outtakes, and he says, you know, our show's a little bit different. Instead of voting someone off, you got to beat them off. And he looked at the camera and he said, that didn't sound right, did it?
Yeah, you got to beat them off. Can you imagine him when he bought that thing for a steal and that was in bankruptcy and everything else?
Yeah, that $3 million they bought it for, they actually went in the hole $40 million before the Ultimate Fighter started. It turned the whole thing around. They ended up selling it for over $2 billion. How about that return on your investment? Yeah, like that.
And then you got your boy naturally doing the Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Still the greatest ever in commentary, for sure. Yep.
Anyway.
All right. Well, any final thoughts?
That's it.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. Please share. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.